Blog Talk Radio.
From your hurt and a sin, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Good you or evil, a victory win, there's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Out in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, oh power in the blood. Come for a cleansing, the Calvary. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power,
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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, there is power,
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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Oh, there is power,
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 wonder-working
power
in the blood.
Good evening, whoever you are. This is your Saturday morning entertainment show. I'll be your host for the day, Ivor Henry. And I'm here alongside Liam Francis and Matrice Nisbet. That's for starters. For those of you who are tuning in, I just want to say a pleasant good morning to one and all. But first up, we're going to bring Mr. Liam Francis, who's going to lead us in prayer this morning. Then we just get into the itinerary and into the string and figure things. Then we say good morning to Matrice Nisbet over there in New York. Morning, Liam, and how are you today?
Good morning to you, and how are you? Good morning to you, Matrice. How are you as well? I am fine. Wonderful weather, 46 degrees. And we had a little rain last night, so that makes it even better.
Well, the farmers and the
How about you? How about you and the family?
Doing very good. Yes, we are getting into spring. Getting ready for the Easter weekend, let's put it that way. No, it's
a
time when we really, really, really remember the reason why we're here and who would have paid our full
price.
Yes, but we're going to let you lead us off in prayer, and then we'll do some housekeeping. We'll find out what's happening in our neck of the woods. And if anything to report, cricket is in the air, West Indies are here, so we'll leave that to you, Liam.
Okay. Good. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning. We thank you for this wonderful day you have provided for us, and we trust that you let it continue to be so. And others, wherever they are, they will be experiencing similar weather conditions. We pray especially for this show this morning, Saiva and all the members of the panel, Cardinal, Mercury, David, Lynette, Debbie, and Dawn, and all the others who are making contribution this morning, Lord. We pray for them and hope that everything will go well, no interruption, and the show will be one to be remembered. We pray especially for the ones who are suffering, Leroy Lashley and his wife, his daughter Lisa Murchis and Bobsy Nisbet, and Connie Whitley, Ellie Mack, Herbert Carter, Oliver Solomon, Murchis again, Murchis Nisbet again, and Elkamita Willett, Ralston Otto over there in Antigua as well, Wentworth Francis and Telbert Francis, my two brothers. Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunshop, Willis Daniel, and Mona Daniels. We pray especially for Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, and Jeanette Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, Virgil Francis' son, and Mr. Linford McKenzie, and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord, we just pray for them. We pray you may heal them and protect them and bring them back to their normal selves. We pray for the various countries who are struggling with either disaster or any internal struggles, Lord. We pray for them. And we hope again that, Lord, you will just bless the show, bless host Ivor as he performs his task of bringing the wonderful service to you this morning. All these we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. So we'll go on to Matrice now and say good morning to her, all of New York City. So Matrice, you can tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I'm here, and it's 42 degrees in the cold. And everyone in the house is okay. Thank God for life. He woke us up this morning, and we are healthy, wealthy, and wise. So we thank God for that. And I thank you.
Amen.
I thank you for my extra blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, how are you and Ivor?
Yeah, I'm fine, Murchis. Wonderful. I'm glad to be alive and being able to see the wonderful weather. And I enjoy the grass that is starting to get greener. And that's my joy. Each day as I look through the window and see my plants are starting to push their leaves out. And I'm hoping that it will be good for you folks shortly.
Oh, so I could look forward for my pear and my mangoes this year.
Can't promise you pears and mango. You know, they don't go that well in my neck of the woods, but others might. So whatever they are, yeah. I'm not afraid to share them at all. It's always a pleasure, anytime.
All right. I'll be looking out.
Mm-hmm.
So how's Mama Bobsy? Tell us something good there, Matrice, now.
Bobsy's doing okay. You know, little pains here and there, but she's doing fine, thank you.
Oh, very good. As usual, always give her our fondest regards.
I will, thanks a lot.
Yes, well, you stick and stay because you're going to be here for the duration until high noon in our neck of the woods. We are on par with the Eastern Caribbean time down there, so at least we're on par. Jamaica is now behind us. That's the most that I can say at this time. Well, folks, you know, we're here every Saturday from until 12, and in the first hour, we do and say something to inspire you. We would have started off with a prayer there from Liam, so that would have some inspiration, which is already giving a big thumbs up for a special prayer there for her. Of course, we're going to have sports at the top of the hour, and sports going to be hard and heavy because West Indies are doing duties, so we always have keen interest in West Indies. And for us here, we know we are very happy because Leeward Islands took care of the top gun, defending champs, Barbados. And we'll have a little bit more of that. But be reminded that tomorrow is going to be when you're going to really get into the meat of things. So we'll have Tano. He's going to come on in to bring his greetings to his special fans. And oftentimes we try to wonder if we're going to be having anyone dropping off the list or coming in onto the list. We oftentimes wait to see if he would have missed one of his special fans. But I know he'll say if he missed them, that means they're off the list. Of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversary, and events that would have taken place on this date. That's today being the 18th day of March, and we are marching on. Imagine that. We're already past the halfway mark in March. Of course, Dawn and Debbie comes in. Or we'll have some representation for them at P5. After that, we'll have Tano will have his commentary. He always has something for us. And then we'll have an open line type where we can speak about the happenings of the day or things that would have gone past, but that would pique our interest. The number to get into, and you can be a part of it, is 563-999-3693. Again, 563-999-3693. While I'm at it, I want to say a special good morning to my friend and brother, Earl Sargent, over there in Nevis, who is already locked on. I think he's coming to be the number one fan now. So, good morning, sir, and hope that everything's well in your neck of the woods. And with that, what do we have here? Trying to get Donna, but she was not picking up on the other end there. So, Donna, we're going to try to get you in by some other means. So, okay, so let's see. And anything before we get into the thick of things, Liam? Anything to report?
Oh, Liam? Just so joyful to see the Leeward put a spanking on Barbados. You know, whenever we beat them, I always laugh, you know. So, personally, I'm glad to see Powell coming back with a century as well, too. So, glad for that.
Yeah. We actually heard that there was weeping and moaning and gnashing of teeth over there in Barbados.
In Bridgetown, Barbados, man.
And our first that I had a good time. Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir. That. Yes, okay. We're going to try to get Donna here in a minute. So let's see. Let's see Linda Randall to start off things, and I try to get Donna in.
From your hurt and of sin, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Good you or evil, a victory win, there's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Working out in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, oh power in the blood. Come for a cleansing, Calvary time. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power,
Donna B, good morning. Good morning, my sister. How are you doing? Donna B, come on in. Donna B, come on in. We found you.
Hello, good morning.
There you go. There you go. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning to Leon and to the others who have joined so far.
Good morning,
and
good Alicia morning.
And Marcus.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm fine. I have a little cold, but that's okay.
That's what Marcus said. Marcus said all of New York is cold. How can you take all of that cold for yourself?
Let it go down a little.
But come on, but well done and welcome to the entertainment show. We're always grateful for your presence. Grateful. I think you say you're going to be on the JOB a little later today.
Yep.
Okay. Well, want to stick and say. Well, Leon told me to ask you if you're very proud of the Leeward Islands beating the mights of Barbados yesterday.
Oh, I was so happy that the Baltimore for what, 78?
Yes, and then...
Yes, that's a big accomplishment. And Kyron, our homeboy, made a century.
And there you
so
go.
I'm happy for that.
Mm-hmm.
He finally made some runs. After they were right up to how long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, make sure you don't miss tomorrow's program at 6 o'clock because it's going to be hot, hard, and heavy. All of the H is going to be in there. And I'm going to bring the biggest H of all. Henry is going to be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Hot, hard, and heavy, Henry. Yeah.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so tomorrow is going to be some fun. Well, you know, West Indies are doing battle against South Africa at this time. And like we said, Lane's going to bring us up to speed with that along the way. So, Lane, let the folks know what's taking place. West Indies having first knock. You can just take it up from there, Lane. Yeah. You with us, Lane? You got us? Where's Lane?
Yeah, 184-4-4. I'm sorry for my mute wizard. 184-4 West Indies after 29.5 overs with Shire Hope not out on 49 and Rovman Powell 13. Of course, we
yes,
had some
ago. I'm ahead of you.
Oh, you're ahead of me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
189-4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
Yeah, well, we have to congratulations to him. Captain, this is the inaugural stint as captain. So he's leading from the front already. I think this is the strongest suit in terms of the cricket. I'm not too sure of his captaincy prowess. So we have to say he has to put some runs on the board and try to defend because he's not known to be this acute captain. He's been criticized in some quarters in his tactics. Over there in Barbados, so let's hope that they put some scoreboard pressure, and you know, get the job done. The bad thing about this land, they're not playing for anything. There's no points.
No points involved
for this game. So South Africa, they're gambling there with some newcomers. I think some four of them they would have brought in, West Indies.
Right.
I thought it would have been a good time to just rest hold. Huh? And, you know, because there's nothing to gain from this. No points.
Nothing. And bringing a guy, Jordan, or somebody else in his
place.
Yes, yes. But I'm glad to see that Dean Smith is getting a knock, because they have been in and out with a young man. Anyway.
Yes. Okay, well, we have much more of that at the top of the hour.
Yes,
in one second, to all the folks. Anything to report, Donna?
Not at this moment.
Okay. Well, you stay happy, you stay blessed. You know that he was took care of Jamaica. You say you're happy. And local boy Powell would have led from the front in the batting. But we have to pick up Cornwall, taking somewhere 11 wickets in that match. And Devon Thomas, again, showing his all-round ability in cricket. I don't know where he's trying to stifle this young man. But we'll have much more of that later in the show, but tomorrow for sure, from 6 until 9. All right, here's Lionel Richie.
I just want to tell you all the things you are and all the things you mean to me. When I find myself believing there's no place to go, when I feel the loneliness inside my heart, you're the answer.
Lionel Richie, that sings for you there. Let's see if you can have something from Pat Ross over there in Think It.
Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
in on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, Just a Closer Walk with Fee. Well, I hope you dance. There is Mr. Carlisle Powell. He's having a birthday today alongside Lynette. Wren had a birthday yesterday. I'm sure we'll hear from him tomorrow, Sunday. Wren, good morning, sir. We'll hear from Lynette a little later.
Didn't have a waiting for me, and when I get there. me. And when I get there, how happy I'll be. My home is in heaven, no rent to pay. My Jesus has paid it all for me.
We are. Jesus, the Lord and Savior, was a carpenter by trade. And even though he was the Son of God, he worked and he went away. And as he ascended, those around him heard him say, I'll prepare a place and come again and take you home today. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world my own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. You might own the greatest home there is in the land, and the world of goods that you own may be the envy of every man. But all of this will pass away, and the only thing that will stand is what the carpenter from Nazareth has built in glory land. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world my own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. World of goods that you own may be the envy of every man. But all of this will pass away, and the only thing that will stand is what the carpenter from Nazareth has built in glory land. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. My own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world my own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. Yes, carpenter is building me a home. The carpenter is building me a home. I want to go.
Yes, indeed, the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. We're featuring the Doerr brothers because yesterday was Mr. Renford Doerr's birthday. So I'm sure he has extended it to today, but I urge him to celebrate all month long. Because Lynette is doing just that. Her birthday was on Thursday as well. And she said she was all over town. She was all over the place. Grassroots, I want to say good morning to you. I had a chance to see you in company with Lynette over there on St. Kitts, helping her celebrate her Earth Strong of Mr. Renford Doerr. Lord, you are so faithful. Okay. Oops, where did he go? Where did he go? Mr. Doerr? Oops. Oh, my word. Mr. Doerr has left me. He's gone. Look at that. Never fails. Okay, I have to go back and log back in here. I clicked the song, and it said, I am going to take you off of the screen. So it can lead me to do some talking here. Any scores, Leon? We can Last we had from Donna. Donna, come on in and give us some scores. Vinashai Hope was doing pretty well for himself there as the captain. The team hope they're going to really get this one, even though they're no.
There was 230
for
4. 231
for
4. 232. Okay. 232 for 4.
Shai Hope
okay.
And 66, 12 man for 42.
Okay, good. Just one.
And Wavman is the vice captain there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he should have been the captain of the boat, white ball thing. But anyway, nonetheless, that's where it is at this time. And he's showing that he's there for the long haul as well.
Mm-hmm.
Captain or no captain, he's going to do it for
and he's after,
the West Indies.
He's after 37 overs. 236.
Okay.
After 37 overs.
Okay, very good. So I was saying we're featuring Mr. Renford Doe there because yesterday, so we are giving him, he and his brothers, three brothers, a good plug here. Let's look for a few good ones.
What this dying world could use is a willing man of God who dares to go against the grain and work without applause. A man who'll raise the shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle. A man whose word is sure.
God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away.
He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few. Who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men.
He calls the broken derelict life has been renewed.
He calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth. Enlistment lines are open and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion who laugh and love and cry. Afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few.
praise you, Lord, for you're my only King. You are worthy of all praise and everything. With a grateful heart I rest to you, I give all praise. I lift my voice to magnify your name. You are worthy of our praise, O Lord. I will praise you, Lord, for you're my only King. You are worthy of our praise and everything. With a grateful heart I rest to you, I give all praise. I lift my voice to magnify your name. You are worthy of all praise, O Lord. Thank you for you've been so good to me. Oh, protecting me from the enemy. So with a thankful heart I'll rest. To you I give all praise. I lift my voice to magnify your name. By your name, you are worthy of all praise, O Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you.
Worthy of our praise.
doing right now.
Here on earth, the road is rugged. There are rocks to hurt my feet, and I can hardly walk without stumbling here. But I've heard about the city where the streets with gold are paved, and by the grace of God I'm going there. I'm going home. Someday, someday soon, and it won't be long, I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on these stones for the last time. Then I'll hear my Savior say, child, come on home to stay. All the splendors up in heaven, they'll be mine. I'm going home. Someday, someday soon, and it won't be long, I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on these stones for the last time. Then I'll hear my Savior say, could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up, got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my Savior some sweet day. I'm going home, I'm going home. There's nothing in this world that could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up, got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my Savior.
World. Now the rules keep coming.
Yes, indeed, we are ready in the wrong way. No, we're going to be ready in the wrong way. Because he's going to be leading the charge this morning in terms of foot. But don't forget, tomorrow is when the heavyweights really get in. 6 and 9. And what you'll be hearing here today will just be in brief. Just a synopsis of what's to come tomorrow on the sister station, the cricket show. Leon, once again, good morning.
Yes, yes, good morning. Thank you. And I'm going to give you a brief of what is going on in the world of sport. I'm going to start off this morning with tennis because number one, Novak Djokovic, he has failed in his bid to play at the next week's Miami Open after being denied entry into the United States. So that is top of the news in terms of tennis. Turning our attention to the England Premier League, Arsenal are still leading there with 66 points, followed by Man City in second place with 61. Seems as if the race is between these two. And in third place, Manchester United, followed by Tottenham, Newcastle, and Liverpool, way above Chelsea, 42 points. In sixth place, Brighton, Brentford, Fulham, and Chelsea in that order. Chelsea's on 37 points, followed by Aston Villa, Crystal Palace, Wolves, Nottingham, Forest, Everton, Leicester, West Ham, Bournemouth, and Leeds. And at the top, on the bottom of the cellar, is my old team, Southampton. They are on 22 points. So it seems as if the fight is between Arsenal and Manchester City for the title this year. Turning our attention to the scores, the latest scores we have here, well, West Indies are in South Africa. South Africa are feeling West Indies opted to bat. Presently, they are 241 for 5. That's the latest score, but it could advance. And later on, we will be talking the women's Bangladesh at 338 for 8 against Ireland, 88 for 5. New Zealand playing Sri Lanka. New Zealand in the second test match. New Zealand 580 for 4, followed by Sri Lanka, who are 26 for 2 in the second test match. And of course, we want to tell you, Guyana, they made 324 and 247 for 6, declared Trinidad and Tobago 160 and 106 for 3. But the big news and the great news for all the Leeward Islands fans, that Leeward Islands, they have defeated Barbados by 2 wickets. Barbados 322 and 78. Leeward Islands 154 and 247 for 8. In that match, we have a good show from Kyron Powell with 100. And Rakeem Cornwall capturing some 11 wickets in the match. So you got a real toss-up there. We'll see what will be the outcome between Jamaica and Jamaica needs 182 more runs. They scored 101 and 233 for 9 in the, and they seem as if the Windwards are going to be taking that one. They have scored 217 and 298. And presently, Jamaica scoring 101 in their first innings and 233 for 9. And that looks like it will go the way of the Windwards. We wish them well. But you know what happened in Barbados when Barbados loses to the Leeward? Crying in the streets of Bridgetown. I'm not sorry for them at all, because we have always gotten near to Barbados, and when Barbados always find a way to just win, but not this time. Cornwall, Powell, and company have different things in mind. So that's it for you this morning, Iva. Just got to grab these few notes for you and tell you tomorrow we're going to have quite a bit to tell you. And there is a surprise war, Ivor, because it would appear that Mr. Billy Havens has fallen out of the race for the presidency, and it could be no opposition for Dr. Kishore Shallow. So that's it.
Hey, I want to thank you for that, Leon. Yes, my understanding is that Dr. Charlotte there would be running unopposed, so that means he'll be getting the presidency, whether you want to call it by default or what. Either way, we're going to be having a new president because Mr. Ricky Skerritt decided he's not going to seek a third term. So we should wish them all the best there in that regard. College cricket is down in South Florida. You know, the college matches normally come around this time of the year.
Right.
So locally, they're having those matches at the stadium. For those who is in that area, they can head on over to the stadium to see some college matches starting today. And locally, the finals should be played tomorrow as well in the South Florida Cricket League. So there's lots of cricket in that area. I'm sure as the spring come on in, we're going to have cricket in Georgia, Tallahassee, and the likes, places that are normally a little cooler. They're going to be getting a little warmer. So I can imagine that cricket in these parts is going to be happening soon, very soon. I enjoyed a little time off where I can really lend my voice to the cricket show on Sundays for the past couple of Sundays. And tomorrow, well, of course, I'll be in again. There's no match in my neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for that as well. So then, it is so sad that Djokovic is being denied
entrance
all because of not taking a vaccine. There's no
sense. And it seems as if the virus has not been so prevalent all over. Don't know why.
Yeah, that,
why they keep him out?
Yeah,
the number of people who are still here.
So, is this? Maybe I should ask the question. For anyone who is traveling to these United States, even for simple vacation, medicine, or what
have
you, attention,
yes,
they have
as far
to
as
prove
I know
that
they have
been vaccinated?
Yes, I think so, yes. I know my sister-in-law, when she came up, she had to provide them with proof before she came in. So from all my understanding that they have to provide proof.
And history is going to prove down the road that it was not necessary and they're allowed to shorten people's lifespan or something. I would bet you that. I'm calling it that way at this time. Let's see if Cardinal have anything to add in terms of sports before we really get out of that segment. I know he's a proud man to know that the Leeward Islands will do well because he's speaking on Cutner's behalf. But in the first question, anybody from Leeward Islands playing? Panel, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ivan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but one other thing that I'd like to add, I just got a note from Cecilia earlier this morning. She says under 13 cricket is playing in Nevis right now. The tournament starts on the 16th, but it is Thursday, and the finals are going to be tomorrow. She said today, she thinks yesterday was rained out, but today there is going to be a match between a mixed team from the U.S. and some other opponent.
Yeah, so, well, I can help in that regard. A team from Atlanta, right here, under 13, are presently visiting Nevis. Well, Nevis won the first match. As a matter of fact, Nevis loaned them Virgil Brown's son, that is Light Brown. He's over 13, actually, but they wanted to play a player who was over 13 as well. So they did not have a wicket keeper on the first day, so Light Brown would have wicket keep for them. And in so doing, he made some 80-odd runs for them, 84. In a losing cause, because Nevis would have won the match, with one of their under 13 players getting some 80-odd as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, the matches are going on. It's under 13 from right out of Georgia here. Yeah, a bunch of Indian guys, really, to be honest with you. So, Yeah, yesterday being one shot, like they said, it should come through tomorrow. And by the way, tomorrow match is going to be early. I think it's 8 o'clock because I think they're leaving in the afternoon to make their way back to these United States. So,
okay,
I may have that too.
You know, I think we also what's happening, and I haven't heard any kind of scores about that, is the Leeward Island tournament is also going on. I have not heard any scores at all about that, about how the...
Oh, then you didn't hear Leon just now, so Leon just gave you that card, no? Leeward Island...
No, I'm not talking about the regional tournament, like what we used to call Shell Sheet. I'm talking about the Leeward Islands tournament.
Oh, I think that was a break. The tournament was completed, and the last week, as far as I know, they declared a championship, and St. Kitts has not played Nevis nor Antigua, and they were some upset. And the people were upset about that happening.
Of course, that was on the cricket show.
Hmm? Yeah, we did. We talked about that last week.
Of course, it was incomplete. You know. Anyway.
It's good to see that somebody
is making an attempt to restore the roots of West Indies cricket. And, you know, having cricket developing from a foundational base where you can have the cricketers being molded up through the ranks so that when they get to the international level, they would have had that kind of exposure all through and not try to create it at some time later down the road. As for the Djokovic affair, you know, that is pure arrogance in terms of it. Here you have the greatest player in the world. I should say one of the greater players of the world. I think he's number one in the ranking. He is holding a number of titles. Tennis needs Djokovic right now more than Djokovic needs the U.S. Open or Indian Wells. So if Australia has backed off of their position and say, well, you can come, now the crisis is over, so you can come. The Wimbledon has not taken that position that you can't come if you think. The French, he played the French and won it. It has to be pure arrogance that says you can't come into the United States unless you are fully vaccinated. And the young man says already, I don't need it. I'm not going to try it. Later on down the road, and I think he's going to have support for his position. So if Djokovic cannot play in the U.S. Open, that's the U.S. Open's loss. That's a loss to the people who would have paid their money to go there to see the greatest players play. So, like I say, tennis right now, Djokovic being the number one player, tennis right now would benefit, U.S. Open would benefit more from Djokovic's presence than Djokovic would benefit from his presence in the U.S. Open. The only thing that Djokovic has to lose is another title. Would bring him up to 22,
I think that would bring him 22.
Yeah. The only thing he has to lose is another title, and he can get that at Wimbledon. Okay, I mean he's still going to be recording the greatest number of titles, whether he's played the U.S. Open or not. It would have given him an opportunity to win another one, but he's not going to miss it. It's not a big loss to him. He's still going to be a great player, regardless of what the people at the U.S., at the United States say and do. Okay, so, you know, it's unfortunate. But
yeah, it's tragic.
It goes to show it goes to show how arrogance overplays merit, you know, right across the board. So, but again, it should be no surprise for anyone who understands the history of things like this. Back to you, Eva. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I think that's where we're going to be ending our sports section this morning. Any latest, just before we go there, on the West Indies taking on South Africa? You know, Bangladesh is doing their thing over there, too, against Ireland. Any latest name? Just go ahead and...
Okay, 279 for 5 in the 45th over, 279 for 5. With Jason Holden 15 and Hope is on 88, not out.
Okay, well, let's
that's
go back
the latest
to
I have from my
make...
neck of the wood. 79 for 5. Well, Jason Holder 15 and Hope 88. Of course, we look forward to see if they can bring this over 325. Let me see, overs gone. It's 44.1, so 6 more overs. And get another 30 runs, 325, 330. Could be a challenging total, but the wicket is, and the pitch is playing placid, so it's going to be work for the West Indies spinners and, of course, the open attack.
Yeah, did you give the Bangladesh Ireland score, Liam? I don't remember.
I didn't give Bangladesh Ireland score, but I could do that. In the GC.
Yeah, when you look for it,
okay.
Because we have two players for Bangladesh out in the 90s, the captain.
Yeah.
Go ahead, when you get it, you just put in on me. Go ahead.
Holder just got out, 279 for 6. You talk too fast, quickly. But anyway, Bangladesh, Ireland. Bangladesh, 338 for 8 after 58 overs. Ireland, 109 for 5. The 24th over.
Yeah, for six.
338 for 8.
Six is it down for them, yeah. Ireland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So in the meantime, also, we just want to welcome back Dennis. You know, Dennis is back in town, resting up. So he has a lot of news for us from England. We hopefully will hear him tomorrow and the rest of the crew. And, of course, you're getting in early, so... Lots of work for us to do tomorrow to bring our fans up to date. So we're looking forward to hear and see many of people on the radio with us tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to welcome back Dennis. He got back safely. We prayed for his safe travels. So he got in one piece. He's over there in Southern California. And I can assure you, he is in his PJs at this time. He can feel free to get in whenever he can. 563-999-3693. He's up and about. Maybe he's not in a position to speak. But here he is with us at this time. Sometimes the one doesn't go on. So let me see if we can just bring him in, if he's in a position. We're not seeing you in the PJs, but good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the mainland.
Good morning.
Dennis.
Good morning. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning to the rest of the panelists. I have to tell you, yes, I'm back, but I'm not in my PJs this morning as I had some very urgent errands to complete. And so I am out on the road. I'm actually in San Diego taking care of those errands. I will try to come in later on and add my voice to some of the chats. But one quick point here. I heard a comment from... I heard a comment regarding the vaccine and the tennis player not being allowed. And I might just add, whose country is it that we're speaking about? The United States has every right to set conditions of entry to any and everyone. So it is nothing to do with arrogance that the United States demands certain factors. Their country, their allowed to do and ask for what they wish. Anyway, we can take this up later on in the discussion, but for now, let me sign off. Thank you for welcoming me back, and I'm very happy to be back. Thank you, and back to you.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, Colonel, go ahead and greet your many fans. And Merchant is hoping that you forget the name. But she said this morning, if you forget the name, you're going to say the person did not make your list this week. He made an excuse for you. So, you greet many fans.
Okay.
Birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would take place on this date. So, we'll get that and stand by for Dawn and Debbie at 10:45. All yours.
Okay. Yes, let me say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And with particular reference to the special fans, like I've said before, those are the ones who keep us on the straight and narrow. They give us a buzz sometimes, let us know how well we're doing, how well we're not doing, and all that kind of stuff. Help us to keep the show wonderful for all the fans. Yes, everyone else is welcome to do the same. But so, let me say good morning to the people of New York, Donna, Ina, Sharon, and Lady Bugs in Nisbet. Hopefully, with the new sunshine on the new side of sunshine, you're having a better weather. You're having better weather up there. I keep hoping for that for you all the time. Good morning, New York. And the fans up here. Let me go over to St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Robinson and Carlos over there in St. Martin. It's getting close to the carnival next month. So I know that the pre-carnival parties are going on. Like I say, that's the people in St. Martin. They're always happy about something. We need to get to that point. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning over to the people over in St. Kitts. And say good morning to Lynette in St. Kitts. And I'm not sure what they're doing. I mean, we got a little bit of this and a little bit of that, according to Lynette. A little turmoil here, a little, you know, unhealthy activity there. But they're having fun nevertheless. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning to all the fans. I'm going to go over to Nevis. So I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly Carmen Lady C. Griffin. And I also got to say good morning to my friend and schoolmate, Earl Sargent, who is listening to us at this time. And Earl, for popping in on us, give us a buzz, give us a chat, a little clip. Let's know how well we're doing or not doing. And I got to say good morning to classmate. She doesn't live in Lima. She's here now having a great vacation away from all the cold. So she's having summer in the winter. Good morning, Cecilia. She just sent me a note that says, next month the under 15 tournament will start in Antigua. So she's keeping up to date with the cricket activity and giving us a little hint of what's to come. Good morning, Cecilia. Hoping that you continue to enjoy your long vacation to your heart's desire. I'm going to go across to the UK where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle. I don't think that Omel is going to like the lineup that Leon gave us this morning as far as the position of Liverpool is. But Omel, that's not Leon's fault. So don't start picking on Chelsea now. Good morning to you. Good morning to Michelle. Also over there in the UK. Hoping that you're having a great time with us this morning. I'm going to come across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, and particularly to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, my brother Malik, and little sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. And good morning to Elimat, King Elimat. That is, we're always with the brother, hoping that he is meeting his challenges. We know what they are. Just give us a buzz. Let us know that you're doing okay. I'm going to go on down to the southwest of Miami. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. Cutner is going to love the results of Leeward Island's win over Barbados. He's going to get excited about that. And then he's going to tell us everybody and the Leeward Island team who's supposed to be playing for West Indies. But get excited, Tottenham. You have a right to do so. It was a great win. Not exciting, I shouldn't say exciting. It was a good win. Not really spectacular, but it was a good win. I saw Devon Thomas in that match taking away 5 wickets in one of his bowling spells. So we're looking good. Let me move on and say good morning to the people up in Atlanta and its areas. Good morning, Monique, Barbara, and Yvette. Hoping that you're having a great time listening to us. Let us know again. Let us know how well we're doing. Have a great day with us. We'll be sure to watch. Then I'm going to come on and say good morning to my dear sister, Yvette. She celebrated her birthday last week. She's supposed to be still celebrating. But, you know, I know that she will be doing that. Good morning, Yvette. Love you, babe. Hoping that you continue to give me that great smile. Now, good morning to Kathleen, who is the favorite of the, who favors the Inspirational Hour. So I call her the Inspirational Hour's greatest fan. Good morning, Kathleen. We might be hoping that you are enjoying this show. Even if the Inspirational Hour is over, you're still hanging in there with us and enjoying the show. You know, it's great things to come. And with that said, good morning to all his fans, friends, supporters. We've got, if you're cold, we've got sunshine. So come on, man, stick around, hang the day with us. Ivor's got a great show. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, indeed. Well, we want to thank you for that. No new special fan today, and nobody got bumped off. So we want to just say all is well that ends well. Let's go ahead. We have another 15 minutes before dawn and Debbie comes in. So let's go ahead and take care of birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. My Ruby son, only Watson took the time out to compile that. So right about now, we turn it over to you.
I'm getting a complaint here. I got to do this over again because I'm getting a note from Murchis. Either Murchis wasn't listening, I probably didn't say it. And I know if I didn't call Murchis this morning, Ivor would have been the first one on the ball to say, hey, you missed that one. So, Murchis said I didn't greet her this morning. So let me greet Murchis two times over. Good morning, Murchis. Hoping that you are enjoying.
I'm not hearing that. I mean, I must have been distracted. You did not call Murchis this morning. I know what she's going to say. Ivor, if you would have missed my name, I would have said either okay. But Cardi now?
Yeah, so I know I didn't miss Murchis must have missed something because I know if I didn't miss Murchis' name, Ivor would have been the first one to hear. Murchis, I'm
so
sorry that you didn't hear it, but I think I did call your name. Usually I call your name first. You like call first. Yeah, Murchis. Ina, Donna.
I think you did.
I've listened keenly for things like that. You know that. So let me say good morning again to Murchis. Okay. Murchis was listening intently. So if Murchis said I missed it, I'm likely to believe it. If I had said I missed it, I would have been less likely to believe it. But if Murchis said I missed it, I probably did.
All right. Let's go ahead and but I'll have to go back and listen.
I'm calling the Cutner. I call that one the Cutner. You know, if it was Cutner. If it's Cardinal, it's okay. But if it was Cutner, I would then not okay. So I call that one
I can believe.
But if that was Ivor, I would have never believed I left out Murchis. Not this morning. Good morning, Murchis.
Right,
my apologies.
Okay.
Okay. talk about those people who celebrate birthdays today. And Mr. Arley Watson has been good in keeping track of those people. So here are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, March 18th of 2023. From out of Australia, I have Clem Hill, and Len Johnson, Graham Porter, and Lindsay Reeler, female cricketer. Out of England, you have David Lloyd, David Bumble Lloyd, Sean Udell, John Clay, Nicholas Wisdom. Out of South Africa, Philip Hands, Doodles Topscott. Out of India, Isnat Solka, Manhusan Rage, Sinal Pradhan, Pakistan, Shaja Khan. Out of New Zealand, Leslie Murdoch. Out of Romania, Dharmendra Manane. Out of Namibia, Vietlin Forrester. Fuesta. Out of Jamaica, Squinter Raymond Stewart. Mr. Carlisle Powell is celebrating a birthday today. He's out of 2020 Vision Radio, the president of the Nevis Cricket Association, the architect of a wonderful tribute that we played to Mr. Elkemido Willis earlier this month, at least last week. Singer Adam Levine. American speed skater Bonnie Blair. Actor Colinia Smith. Actor Jeffrey Owen. TV personality Mike Rowe. Rapper and actor, talk show host Queen Latifah. I didn't really even realize Queen Latifah is a talk show host now. Everybody's getting on the talk. Former White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus. Actress singer Vanessa Williams, Sweetest Day. American R&B singer, Wilson Pickett. Country music singer, Charlie Pride. The 12th President of the Philippines, Fidel Ramos. Actor Peter Graves, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Neville Chamberlain, Grover Cleveland, the 22nd President of the United States, Fred Shuttlesworth, the American civil rights activist, F.W. de Klerk, that's a name that rings a bell, he was the President of South Africa at the time then when they put on, I should say, when they chose to symbolize the end of apartheid. Jack Molay, 23rd and last Grand Master of the Knights of Templar. In 1662, the first public service begins in Paris and operates across Carrosserie Saint-Saul until 1675. In 1673, Lord Berkeley sells half of New Jersey to the Quakers. You can understand that? How he get to own New Jersey? How to sell it? In 1818, the U.S. Congress approved the first pensions for government service. You know, that's a funny thing. I'm looking at this. I'm saying Lord Berkeley sells his half of New Jersey to the Quaker. Now, we have a situation over there in Barbuda, and they're saying that, what's his name? Lord Codrington could not convey the land to the Barbudans because he didn't own it. It's a different result. Okay. In 1818, the U.S. Congress approved first pensions for government service. In 1834, the first railroad tunnel in the U.S. is completed in Pennsylvania. It's 275 meters long. In 1850, Henry Wells and William Fargo formed American Express in Buffalo, New York. 2 years later, they started Wells Fargo Bank. In 1877, U.S. President Rutherford B. Hayes appoints Frederick Douglass Marshal of Washington, D.C. I wonder what authority did that entail. In 1892, Lord Stanley presents silver cup for the NHL. Italian opera, in 1902, Italian opera tenor Enrico Caruso becomes the first well-known performer to make a record. In 1921, the steamer Hong Ko runs aground on a threat to China, killing 1,000 people. In 1922, the first intercollegiate indoor polo championship, Princeton versus Yale. In 1922, British magistrate in India sentenced Mahatma Gandhi to 6 years imprisonment for what they called disobedience in that dandy. In 1931, the first electric shaver go on sale in the U.S. Schick, and you are Schick, man. In 1938, President Cardena of Mexico nationalizes U.S. and British oil companies. You should have gone further with that. In 1942, black player Jackie Robinson and Nate Moreland requested tryouts with the Chicago White Sox and were allowed to work out. In 1942, the 32nd U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9102, creating the War Relocation Authority, which was charged with overseeing the internment of Japanese into slave camps during World War II. In 1948, the Soviet consultants leave Yugoslavia in first sign of Tito-Stalin split. In 1959, U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower signs Hawaii statehood bill. In 1965, Soviet cosmonaut Alexei Leonov leaves his spacecraft Vostok 2 for 12 minutes and becomes the first person to walk in space. In 1978, former Pakistani Premier Ali Bhutto is sentenced to death. In 1990, first free elections in East Germany, conservatives beat the communists. In 1992, Zimbabwe beat England by 9 runs in Cricket's World Cup at Albury, Australia. In 2007, former England Test cricket batsman and Pakistan coach Bob Woolmer is found dead one day after his team's defeat to Ireland and puts him out of the World Cup in the West Indies leg of that tournament because of death remains suspicious. That's it for your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, March 18th.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that, Todd.
Yeah, I want to thank you for that. We have a call online here, 816. Let's see if you can entertain that person at this time. Good morning. You're on to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, 816-912. Good morning.
Well, good morning. This is Dawn waiting to get on the radio show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're coming up momentarily, so stand by. We're going to get on
yes,
to
sir.
You in a minute. Okay, good, 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 good.
Thank you.
We haven't heard from
you. Yeah, we want to welcome back Dawn up into the main line. We'll get into her in a minute or two. Stand by for that.
The generations and the way we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
heart, and I know that it is love, and flame so much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry, and flame you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying.
Trying to heal the world, and they're not doing it alone because they have us here every Saturday on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show to disseminate the information all across the world, more so in Antigua and Barbuda. But we want to roll out the red carpet and we want to stop the press and welcome back Dawn Cochran back onto the mainland, having just sent her mother on to be with the angels over there in heaven. With a good ceremony, which I would have witnessed online when the homegoing was seen for her dear mother. Good morning, Dawn, and welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much. This is Dawn. I'm not sure Debbie will make it on today, but she has a lot going on as well. I just wanted to say thank you all so much for your continued support of Antiguans and Barbudans Care, and I'd also like to thank everyone who has sent condolences to me on the passing of my mother. It has been a very, very hard ache on Mom's passing, even though we know she was not well, and I just want to thank everybody who has sent these condolences. I've heard a lot about that. I've been in Antigua and I'm back in the United States, and so everything continues. Do know that even though I was going through a lot, that I still think about what the goal is for us, which is to help the underserved in Antigua. And as I know, last week someone called in and they did do a donation, and I just got a call earlier this week from the same lady who is working out of St. Croix with Mr. Cardinal Mills. And so I want to thank them for their continuous effort and for getting those items down to Antigua. So I know that it will be very helpful because we've been needing this help for such a long time. It is not something that will end. It's a continuous effort to make things happen to all people. And we do have some things in mind that we will reveal. It takes time to coordinate so many different things, because not only are we going to be working with, you know, Pastor Pete continuously, we are also going to be working with the community. So we have to prepare these things ahead of time. But I thank you all so much. And, of course, you know, 816-912-8686 is my phone number. I'm still available on WhatsApp. And also, Debbie is still doing her part. So I would like to say again, thank you. If you want to donate, you have Debbie's number. And I know that you have my number as well. And my email is Kirton, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697, at gmail.com.
Yes, we want to thank you for coming through and welcome you back to the mainland. And I'm sure Leon would have something to say there before Cardinal will send you home. Mm-hmm. Leon.
Yeah,
any questions?
Dawn, I'm so happy to hear you. Yeah, I'm so happy to hear your voice once again after experiencing the loss of your dear mother. She meant a lot of, to a lot of people. She meant a lot to a lot of people. And I know she's resting in peace, and hopefully she will rise in glory someday,
yes,
and
sir.
We shall meet again.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you so much
for what you do for the peoples of Antigua and Barbuda. I'm sure they're well appreciative of all that you have done, and I know that you'll continue. God's help, you'll continue the work
that you have
started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also have been celebrating for the past 5 years in Kansas City, Missouri, Caribbean American Heritage Month, which is June. If you don't know why we celebrated, then you should know that President George Bush II, he made a proclamation for all Caribbean people that have contributed in the United States to have that month as our month of celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been doing that. And when I do that, I connect with people. And they know about Antiguans and Barbadians care as well. Hopefully someone will come and visit us and celebrate with us. I represent Antigua very well, and I coordinate with two other people to get it done so people know what we're about and who we are. They learn about our culture as well. And we always bring in artists, the local artists here that actually mimics our Caribbean people. So, like, we have a reggae band that will be coming. We have the local cultural dance and those type of stuff. Like I said, it's been 5 years, so I'm working on that every year to make it better. And perhaps we can have some people that want to travel to come and see. It is June 9th, and we can get accommodations for you if you inbox me or have an interest in coming, because we're here in America. And we do need to celebrate our own culture. And this is the time for us to get together and do these things. And in doing that, I also promote Antiguans and Barbudans care. So do know that's one of the things I've been doing. And hopefully we'll connect with some people from Antigua as well this year to bring them to.
And one other thing before you go. Before you go, you know, I was so unhappy that you were not here to celebrate the Kansas City win, big win.
Oh, I was here at
Super
the time
Bowl.
And I left about a few days after that. Trust me,
okay.
It is still ongoing here. They have a new airport, and Shaquille O'Neal just put a chicken restaurant into the airport. And then I saw online where another cook, who's a famous cook, is also trying all of the black restaurants out here. So Kansas City is the place to be. Let me tell you guys, it's a quiet area compared to a lot of cities. And if you want to come here to make life better for yourself, it is going to be here. So Kansas City and
all
the
right.
Chiefs are out here. We have everything out here now. And people are moving out into these areas. So, yes. So a big shout out to the Chiefs, right?
Yes, indeed.
Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So,
all right.
You
so,
are on the,
thank you guys for allowing me to be on. Yes, sir?
I was asking if you're on the Kansas side of the Kansas City.
Well, I'm like maybe, let's say 5 minutes I'm on the other side, because you can go Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri. So they're right here.
Yeah.
I'm on the Kansas side, but I started out in the Missouri side, and I still do my work there, and I still do all of the different things there on the Kansas side. So that's what I've been doing. I'm right here, but I still work on Missouri. Mm-hmm. It's confusing for a lot of people because they think when they say Kansas City, it's Kansas, but it's Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. There is a river that separates the two. So you can be in Kansas in 1 minute, and then you go back across the river in Missouri. So it's so different. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Don, one other question I have to ask. Have you gotten any, do you get any concession from the government of Antigua, like when you send packages for Antigua and Barbuda here? Do they offer you customs?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Well, this is what I understand. So I'm only saying what I know. When we send things down there, we work with Pastor Peach, and he works with someone that goes and clears the barrel as well. I believe the concession would be the taxes that has to pay. The port taxes are cleared for us. I know that much. And so Pastor Peach is the one that got that put together for us. But the broker still has to be paid, no matter what, even if it's for donation. Yes, sir. But, yes, mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I just wanted to know, customs.
So what? Whatever the broker.
Customs fees, port fees, and stuff like that.
Let's say we have there's a value on the items that are sent. Then the broker will check them out and see what the rules are. And then there's normally a fee. We always do have to pay a fee. No matter what, there is a fee that's incurred. And so we won't know until the items get there. Each time you send something, depending on what it is, it's different. So that comes back to us, myself, and especially Debbie, because Debbie does a lot of the helping when it comes to that. She has, been the one to do a lot of that. So I always am backing her up because I know what she does. She does a lot, and she always is there to help out. So just so you guys know. And, of course, you can always call and ask us questions. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Thank you, guys. Anything else you need to know?
Yeah, kind of going to give you an official welcome back to these shows and an official send-off.
Also, yes, thank you, Cardinal.
Yes, welcome back. We know that you went through your period of you're going through your period of grief, and
yes, sir,
the period of bereavement. So we're happy to have you back. Your voice still sounds wonderful. So,
I hope so, because I tell you, every day is different for me. Sometimes I'm smiling, the next day I'm crying, and the next day the memories flood my brain and all of that stuff. I'm the oldest child, and so I understand. Yes, and now I've lost both parents.
You go through that period. So welcome back, and, I hope that your efforts for Antigua and Barbuda care, in light of the work that you put into it, in light of the selfless.
Because I did. Every time I go home, I evaluate everything. I go to places and just check things out and see what's happening, and so I know exactly what's needed, and we're still needing to help our people. There are persons who still have not gone back to their regular job, and they have had to take something else. There are people who are still not able to recover from the COVID as much as we want them to. So we have to come up with a plan to help those people, whether it be maybe bringing somebody there to maybe have some type of program to help them. So that's why it's not a simple task, and that's why this will continue to happen with God's help and your help at the radio station. That is what we're looking forward to. And we do have plans. We just have to make sure we are going to do it the right way with the right people. And we are looking for people to help us as well. So anyone who's interested in being a part of Antiguans and Barbudans care, please make sure you contact us, because it is so important for us to continue the work. And I'm also continuing the work of my father, because he was very instrumental in doing things in the area that he was serving. And so things are going forward and happening right now. And so with God's grace, all of us together, including you guys, can make it happen. But I thank you guys for thinking about me and the condolences, because it's not an easy thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we thank you for allowing us to be a part of your efforts to make life easier for so many people who are in a state of destitution. And we invite everyone else within the sound of our voice to ask whatever they can contribute and, you know, help get you rewarded for your efforts. Because like I've said before, your reward so far is to do the things you're doing. No material rewards for it, so not a lot of people want to do it. So we thank you allowing us to be a part of this, and we hope the best. Thank you for coming.
All right, thank you guys. You all have a great rest of the day, and God is here for all of us, and He is looking over us.
Persons who are doing such, Debbie and Dawn, with the Antigua Care over there in Antigua and Barbuda. They come your way every Saturday at 10:45 in the a.m. right here on this Caribbean Global Voices stick. Well, Colonel, you have a commentary for us, so we're going to get into that as we get into the last hour of our programming here this morning. Thank you again, Dawn, and may the rest of the day be the best of your day. Give our regards to Debbie. Hope that all is well as well.
Thank you, guys.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Colonel, your commentary for this week?
Well, commentary for this week.
Well, before you give a commentary, Ghana, let me just go ahead and just bring a little introduction to something here.
British court, Westerners.
Ghanaian.
Yes. 3:35 for 8 after 50 overs. Pope 124 not out and Joseph 13 not out. 3:35 for 8.
Well, they should be able to defend that. I think a score similar to that was made by Bangladesh, and they would have Ireland on the one. That's the last score that we gave there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, well, let me give a clue to Cardinal's commentary here, because he's saying that we cannot completely avoid or ignore the turmoil. Let's have a conversation about about what we have here. We have to secure some joy and some peace amidst the turmoil and confusion. That's what he was saying above here. So Bob Marley died almost 42 years ago, but he left a legacy that includes what can be considered a theme song for our times. There's so much trouble in the world. Well, we just had some people who were caring for some of the troubles that are in the world, that's Debbie and Don. But he also felt that those who are trying to destroy the world will fail. So what do you think? All right, Colonel will tell us what he thinks. There's climatic change with the disastrous consequences. There are wars, racism, capitalism, health conditions. Is this what we get for being developed and civilized? Well, we wonder what do you think? And alongside that, we will have Dennis Heath. He said he has something to bring to the front as well. We'll get into that. He started it. He introduced it earlier in the program. So we'll have some time for that as well on the back end. So, Colonel, come on in. Let's go. We all have concerns. So let's get the conversation rolling with you.
Okay. Let me just say this,
Can I add, Cardinal, if he could comment on the warrant that is out for Putin by the ICC, the International Criminal Court, has a warrant out for Putin, and of course the USA former president, there is possibility he might be indicted sometime next week.
Yes. Yes, the judge, he had a judge here, last out of him here, thing. Well, we'll get into that. Colonel, your commentary, we'll answer Colonel Leon's question, and Dennis has something to bring on the board as well. We're into the last, say, 50 minutes or so.
Well, let me just say, okay, let me leave that about the warrant for Putin. Let me leave that for the conversation. Let me just offer you a commentary. This commentary is meant to be a background of what I'm inviting the conversation to be about. You know, I looked at the news listing this week. I should say over the past week, and every day there was something looming within the collection of news items about the way people of African ancestry are treated in the United States. And it took me back to my conversation that I had with Ivor back in 2020 when I told him the George Floyd murder is not going to change anything in America. And we were, because we were witnesses to a brutal, savage murder, we thought that incident would have shaken a people's conscience and offered them the opportunity to seek redress for their evils. But it doesn't happen, because over the past week, I looked at the list of incidents that constitute the news. And I saw a man who had been exonerated after being convicted and sentenced to 400 years in jail for armed robbery, and was exonerated after 34 years. This man, Sidney Holmes. Now, there was no evidence linking him to the crime. And he had an alibi, which means he had a witness who said no, or witnesses who said no, it could not have been him, because at this point, he was over there with us. We saw him there. While this robbery, the time you said that this robbery was committed over here. So with all that, he was still convicted, but look at the sentence, 400 years, exonerated after spending 34 years of his life. three decades. It might not seem like such a long time, but it's still 34 years of his life. Just sitting there, being a ward of the government, having not contravened the law. Now imagine this. As you think of 33 years, imagine a man going into prison at 22 and coming out at 57. Where is his life?
Mm-hmm.
Who can reward him or compensate him for that? Now, they didn't shed his blood as they did in the case of George Floyd. They didn't snuff the breath out of him as they did in George Floyd, but they did destroy him. They did take away his life. And neither of those things can be compensated for. Now, so if we have this society, which we've been told is the greatest society in the world, the zenith of social development, the guarantee of human liberty and justice, why do we need an innocence project to correct its wrongs? And its wrongs are done to people. This, we have been told, is the product of great architects who recognize the value and primacy of humanhood. So we should give the social construct and its institutions our faith and our blessing. So what could be this society's definition of humanhood? What could be its definition of justice if it can treat people, if it can continue to treat people in this manner? And next to that, I see seven law enforcement officers and three security officers at a hospital being arrested for the murder of a young man who was having a mental breakdown. The young man's name, he got all the letters in his name like Ivor, but they arranged differently. His name is Ivor Otien. It's spelled I-R-V-O. So Ivor, you're getting close. Ivor Otien. And he's originally from Kenya. He came to the United States when he was 4 years old, trying to be a musician. But for some reason, he had a mental breakdown. He was arrested, and these seven officers piled onto him. You remember the what's the guy up in New York, man? The I Can't Breathe guy. Not Sterling. The guy that they piled on in New York, he'd hear him say, he can't breathe. They kept piling onto him and snuffed out his life. Well, the same thing happened to Ivor. Ivor Etienne snuffed out the life of the young man by piling onto him, having him face down on the ground. Now, the last of these I'm going to talk about is Gershon Freeman. Gershon Freeman was taken behind a prison, handcuffed behind his back, and this is happening in Tennessee, and beaten by three guards, beaten to death. And then in Illinois, there is Larry Irvin, again, beaten to death by. Oh no, no, sorry, I'm mixing these up. There's a young man who called his mother one day in October and told her, "You know, some white people are chasing me, and I think they're going to kill me." He texted his mother. The next day, he disappeared. And nobody in the police department, they showed that he went to the police department to make a complaint. And nobody took him up on it. When they did find his remains, his head was separated from his body. And the police investigators concluded that there was no foul play. And they said, they told the family, well, animals might have got him. Okay? So, I guess the guy decapitated himself and then the animals took the meat. So, what was he doing? He was just in another, he just went to kill. He didn't commit any crime. He just went to fill an employment contract that he had. He's a welder, and he does other things. So he was murdered just for being present in Tennessee. And the police officers turned a blind eye to this guy's call for help. Now, the last man I'm going to talk about is Larry Irvin, and this happened in Illinois. He's a 65-year-old man who was beaten to death by some prison officers. And first of all, I want you to hear this sentence. He was serving a 6-year sentence for stealing goods worth less than $300. The guy is mentally ill. Okay? How do you get to give a man, a mentally ill man, 6 years for stealing something? We don't know the details. We don't even know if the stealing actually went down. So, because you can walk into Walmart today, you, me, Leon, and walk out with goods. And if while we're walking to the parking lot, the wind blows away our receipt, we could be charged for stealing Walmart's goods. And who the hell is going to listen to us? Nobody. Because Walmart and its employees will be heard that we stole this good. And sometimes, even if we have our receipt, they will find a way to say we manufactured it. We may not have the means to manufacture it, but just the fact that they say it, it becomes true. So whether or not Larry Irvin, stole anything from anybody, it's still a question, even if he was convicted for stealing. But he's mentally ill. And even if he wasn't mentally ill, could you imagine a court, a judge, anybody with a human conscience could give a man 6 years in prison for stealing something worth less than $100, less than $300? Where is your human conscience? Where is your sense of humanity that would enable you to do that?
Okay.
Now, there are three police officers who took Irvin behind the jail and beat the hell out of him. This guy ended up with 15 broken ribs, and his intestines were so torn up, they had to remove a part of his bowels. He died a few days later. But one of the police officers, the youngest of them, a guy by the name of Alex Banta, he pleaded guilty. And he told the court, "I'm sorry I did this." And he testified for the prosecution against the other two. And he said, in his testimony, he said, the rough treatment of prisoners was not only condoned, but was expected and encouraged. He said in his introduction to the prison, during his orientation, internal affairs officials, now internal affairs in a law enforcement department is the body that investigates misconduct by law enforcement officers. He said the internal affairs asked everybody else to leave and told them, the new recruits, look, you are now, look, forget what you learned in the academy. I guess the academy talks about probable cause and all that stuff. He says the internal affairs now tell them, forget what you read out of the academy. We do things differently around here. So he says, they told them, look, when you see things, mind your business and stay silent. He said the buzzword was snitches get stitches.
Okay.
So when people start talking about, oh, we've been done, we've received justice because, what's his name? Derek Chauvin received a 22-year prison sentence. We got justice for George Floyd.
Well, Derek Chauvin still have woes, Cardinal, because he just pleaded guilty to tax evasion.
That's okay. What I'm saying is that the savagery that marked the murder of George Floyd is not just Derek Chauvin's savagery. It's the savagery of a culture. And you cannot get that cultural savagery subdued by punishing one man. Like this young man is saying, they teach us, they encourage us, they expect us to treat the outside prisoners savagely. They teach us to be savages.
All right, let's see what somebody's got to say about that, Colonel. Let's hear, because
okay.
I should then have something to say and that. And we need to address...
That's my last comment.
Yeah, no, we finished. Leon, we need to address Leon, but he had asked you, but I'll jump on the one with Leon first. The ICC, when I saw it first, I was saying, ICC, why ICC am handling this business? Two things came to mind with the ICC, International Cricket Council, and India Cricket Council, as Virgil put it. And then I realized, oh, it's the International Criminal Court.
Criminal Court, yeah.
Yeah, it's the International Criminal Court. But Russia is contending that it does not recognize that court. So they're trying to say that having a warrant out there for Putin, they're saying that is null and void. So I think the big question is Russia actually recognizing it, or does it matter whether they recognize it or not? You got Biden commented on it, and he has endorsed the idea that the International Criminal Court has really issued a warrant out for his arrest. My question is, who is going to dare go into Russia and arrest Putin? But then, does Putin have the right now to deport those Ukrainian children out of Russia back to Ukraine, where he is pelting bombs on people? Isn't that setting up people it's nuts and tangles. So that's my input on that, Leon, with your concern, because I don't know if you want to comment on Colonel thing.
Yeah.
Colonel, you want to comment on Leon thing, and Dennis did have something over there.
No,
we have another 30 minutes, so let's do it as brief as we can. And we have Lynette holding as well. Go ahead.
Well, you know, America doesn't recognize the International Criminal Court either. The only time America recognizes the jurisdiction of the criminal court is when it wants to have people, leaders, that do not surrender to the authority of white supremacy that they wield across the world, when they want those people there. So the International Criminal Court has only prosecuted black people so far. Okay? So it's the Paul Kagame's who say, we don't need you, and people like that. It's the people like Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro that they want to drag before the International Court. But if you must know, George Bush should have been in front of the International Court for crimes against humanity as well. Okay? So they don't recognize the International Court either. They don't recognize the UN. But they use the UN as a card to say, well, the UN says we can do this. But when the UN told them, look, you can't go into Iraq because we don't have any evidence of weapons of mass destruction, they put up Colin Powell to say, yes, we got evidence and we don't care what the UN says. Other than that, they are always talking about the UN this and the UN that, but they don't recognize the UN. You see, in this atmosphere is who got the biggest gun determine what is right and wrong. And Putin has a big gun as well. So like you say, Ivor, who's going to go over there and arrest Putin? Nobody. Nobody. You can't call for arrest with dirty hands either.
Is he going to be restricted to Russia? Or he can't get out to go to another country?
Of course not.
He's going to be restricted.
Putin is not a Manuel Noriega, you know.
I don't think Putin's going to leave now.
And that was desperate again. That was dead. When they went into to think, they created a war against Panama to get, Manuel Noriega. Drag him out. Yes. Of course. Who should have been prosecuted for the war against the Grenadian? Who should have been prosecuted for the war against the Grenadian people? Against the people of El Salvador and Honduras? Who should have been prosecuted? Nobody was. So why are we talking
are you
about...
Saying, are you saying they can come and get Jeff Warner too?
They shouldn't be able to. But it's still
they can't go and get Jack Warner. Jack Warner has to be extradited. The government has to do that. They can't go in to get him. So if Trinidad don't think, that's a difference.
And if Trinidad extradites Jack Warner, that would be nothing more than Trinidad's legitimization of white supremacy.
Okay, well, whatever it is, but that's the only way Jack Warner can get out of there. America don't have the right to go in to get him. Because there's an extradition treaty between Trinidad and Tobago and the United States.
And the U.S.
But that's what I'm saying, Ivor. They don't have the right to get it. But they don't have to have the right. Because they say...
Trinidad should hold fast. Because you remember a guy in Anguilla went down there, killed a power in the people, get bail, and up until now he ain't gone back to Anguilla to be tried. And America is not going to send him back down there because they have a way to say that they don't think the citizens are going to get a trial down there. So Trinidad have all right now to say, I'm not extraditing one of my citizens. I don't think he will get a trial in America either. Sometimes they have to do that. Stand up. But let's see if we have Dennis on. But in the meantime, let's say a quick hello to Lynn that you've been holding for quite a while. So, Lynette, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, happy birthday to you. We have to say happy birthday to you. And Panel promised to sing, but I don't know if he's going to sing. Leon was humming, and Marcus was whistling. So, it's up to Panel if he wants to sing. But we made our contribution. I was stepping for the birthday song.
Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. I received the greetings in whatever form. I mean, I've had such a fantastic week. I can't complain. So I thank everybody. I just want to say thank you to everybody who called and sent gifts and flowers and cards and dropped by to say hello, and everybody who came out and shared my birthday with me. I just want to say thank you.
Did Wen send a package?
No.
No, oh, we got to get Wen, on Wen to
Wen
see
what said, Wen said the package went elsewhere, and he's unable to retrieve it, so he ain't bothering with that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Leon, that laugh.
did Phil call you?
Leon, you make me laugh.
did Phil call you?
No. What's happening with Phil? What y'all did to Phil?
I don't know. I told him about his being missing, how he's missed. And
what
all
happened?
Going on. I don't know. He's probably not keeping too well. He's not keeping too well. I don't know.
Oh dear.
I told him to remind him about the show on Saturday and Sunday, and he still does not.
Oh dear. But it's all good. It's all good. And my birthday continues today and tomorrow.
Amen.
I like that. And tomorrow,
a full pack week of events.
What happened to the rest of the month?
Yeah, but you can't have this hype for the whole month. You'll have bits and pieces in between, but this week was the hype.
Yeah.
Some people do it for the whole month, you know, Lynette.
Yeah, I celebrate the whole month. But the week of my birthday is where all the activity and hype comes in.
Okay.
The days leading up to my birthday and the days just after is the hype week.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to say before I forget, condolences to Kathleen. I found out she had a nephew or somebody who died again. I'm telling you. You just one after the next.
Well, talking about that too, Barbara is in mourning now because her aunt over in Anguilla is being buried today. Her mother's sister is being buried today. And it's live on Facebook too. I think it's Lloyd's Live. That's the Facebook thing. She's looking at it. That's why she was mourning this morning. Full of crying, full of tears up there. So I have to say condolence to Barbara here this morning. She's all tearful. Okay. She didn't make the funeral. The others from Tapola, they're there. And I guess she did come from Tapola stuff. So Anguilla, that's Lynette's stomping ground as well. So Lynette, you might very well be related to Barbara. You never know.
No, Anguilla is not my stomping ground. Anguilla is my second home.
Well, that's why it says
something. That's my second home. That's where all my relatives are.
Yeah, well, you like Bravo, no? England is your first. Second is Anguilla.
And is the first. Anguilla is the second. And England is the third.
Well, DJ Bravo didn't put it like that. He said Mumbai Indian first. Anyway, that's another story.
Oh, no. Well, that's my grandmother came from. That's where my grandmother was born and raised. So that's where most of my relatives on that side is.
By the way, today is Carlisle's probably birthday. Did you send him happy birthday? Today is his birthday.
No.
Yes. Yesterday was his birthday. Did you say happy birthday to when?
No.
No, but you're not enjoying your
birthday. Anyway, let me say happy birthday to Ren and Carlisle. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoy your birthday as much as I have, and so just make it great.
I was trying to get Carlisle today, but you know, there's a team from Atlanta down there, and he's busy with them. They're under 13, so I guess that's why we didn't get him today. And when he's busy with the Good Old Days program that is on 2020 Vision at this time, but I sure will hear from when tomorrow. I I guarantee you we'll hear from him because he will want to hear his happy birthday on the cricket show tomorrow. Dennis had something to speak about.
San Diego. San Diego?
Yes. Ivor, the things I really wanted to just touch base on was earlier on when Cardinal mentioned in discussion with the tennis player being prevented from entering the United States because he didn't take or can I show proof of vaccination. What is very important to me is that if we look back at the number of millions of people who died during the pandemic, we can see today, post-introduction of the vaccine, the number of deaths and hospitalization has been reduced significantly. And today, the COVID restrictions imposed by many governments around the world has been reduced or removed. From my perspective and that of many world-renowned scientists, the changes we see in the devastating effect of the virus did not occur by happenstance. The changes in death numbers and the removal of restrictions are due entirely to the effects of the vaccine since its introduction. And so,
you think so?
Yes, without any doubt whatsoever. Otherwise, why would it have changed? Notice that it only changed after the vaccine was introduced. It did not change. It went on for months with millions dying. Just think back. So it has to have been a cause and effect, and the cause was there, and obviously the cause is the introduction of the vaccine, and the effect is the reduction in the number of deaths and hospitalization to this day. Now, the United States as a nation has every right to protect its borders and country and citizens. Therefore, entry restrictions and conditions are a right that the United States uses and requires to protect its citizen and its country. So they can tell you not to come. Britain also has requirements, and other countries have requirements. So it is not arrogance on the part of the United States to ask for conditions, but it is common sense. Regarding the savagery and the brutality that Cardinal discussed earlier about the prison, you know, those guys in prison, it's historical and endemic, the brutality we see. And this will not change until the leaders of these United States discard their pride and prejudices, the type of pride and prejudice that we see so evidently today in some of the leaders of various states. And for one, I'll call out Florida, and of course, Texas is right there behind it. So, you know, those are things that need to be addressed. United States and Russia does not recognize the International Criminal Court. However, there are countries that do. And therefore, Putin may well have to stay close to home for fear that he could be arrested in one of these countries that he visits. Who knows? It is a possibility. And although I'm not, making much noise about their recognition or not recognizing it, the fact of the matter is he now has a tag and a label on his sleeve, so he has to be careful of where he travels. Those are the points that I have to raise, and I put microphone.
I jump in before Cardinal saying, I want to read something here, because you might have a point, but at the same time, where is the person's individual rights? Since COVID-19 vaccine became widely available in the spring of 2021, there has been a wide gap in deaths between the unvaccinated and vaccinated. Towards the end of 2022, though data showed that most deaths from COVID-19 were among those who are vaccinated, but that does not mean that COVID-19 vaccines and boosters are ineffective. It is quite the opposite. So I'm saying it is proven that since these vaccines come in, most deaths are those who've been vaccinated. I didn't write this, you know. They wrote that. So if a guy wants to if a guy wants to on the side of, listen here, I could be isolated. I just go on the tennis court. It's not a boxing match. No problem. I come in, I play my tennis. I'm one side of the court to the other. There's no proof that it's contagious where I have it over here, and I don't touch you. I'm not in your breathing space. You can get it. Why an exemption cannot be made for something like that? This is not football where people rubbing up on one another, rolling over one another. Yes, he's not an American. He's coming in from abroad. He's a number one tennis player. So where are exemptions in the world?
No, you cannot use exemption in that situation, because if you do it for him, you'll have to do it for the man who's a laborer picking fruit.
Not necessarily. No.
Yes.
Exemption. So do you believe that everybody in this world get a diplomatic passport with ease of travel around the world? Everybody does not get it. So you give one person a diplomatic passport, so he walks through immigration. Does it mean you have to give the laborer? No. You have exceptions, then.
No. The rules for a diplomat and the rule for Joe Public is not the same. Consequently, if you...
Well, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. The rule for the number one tennis player in the world...
There
should be an
exemption. If you give it to...
He's not. He doesn't have to be caught up with anybody.
If you give it to
a
tennis player...
So you're depriving the world of seeing the world's greatest tennis player because of... Is it not scientifically proven that this man would come in and kill anybody? Because you just told me anybody. I just read it here. The most people who are dying are those who are vaccinated. So he don't want to be vaccinated and be amongst those who are dying.
What you're telling me you read somewhere, I don't know who produced that, and there are a lot of pseudoscientists who produce nonsense of the type you're quoting from. Their statistics is not valid, and they are making imputations and suggestions from numbers which makes absolutely no sense. You need to get
Wait, Dennis. I don't want to interrupt, but I don't want you to finish before I get this in. So, what makes you think that those that you use for your authority to support your argument are not pseudoscientists as well?
The ones that I read and I quote from are peer-reviewed material and statistics. And the ones that you're quoting from are those people who are anti-vaxxers and who wants to create...
No. Mine came from the public health thing on here.
Which public health?
Well, if you can Google it, it's there from the public health. It just came out in March 2023. Is that like some old something here?
I still need to know who wrote it and who peer reviewed
here, Sarah Burge, MS, senior news writer. Sarah, B-E-R-G, MS. Mm. You can look that up.
Yeah.
He's a senior news writer. He's the one that wrote this on the public health. And for this month.
What's his qualification other than a news writer?
Well, I say we have to look it up because he's in the advanced public health.
That doesn't matter. You can write. Look at it this way: the state.
No, we cannot. We split in here now because I don't have to ask where you get yours from and where this and that. So it's written.
The point I'm making is that, you can write anything, but unless the facts and the science backs it up, then it is not. It is pseudo. Look at the doctor who's in charge of health and science down in Florida, Dr. Lordy, whatever the rest of his name is. He comes out and makes categoric statement against the vaccine. Yet he's an MD. None of his peers that we know in international scientific organization agrees with him. So you have individuals who masquerade as, dare I call it, scientists, but they are pseudoscientists. And that's the type of people I think you're quoting from with those publications.
Let me remind you, Dennis. Galileo was imprisoned for challenging the established order of the day, who was supposed to be driven by the great scientists of their time by saying, wait a minute here. Now, the Egyptians had already established that, but the European scientists had not caught on to it yet. So Galileo came out and said, wait a minute here. The Africans are right. It's the earth that moves around the sun. And he got to be in jail. So when you're talking about pseudoscientists, who are you talking about? Some of those people who are legitimate scientists challenge the established order, and they are the ones who are right. So unless you're saying what Dennis chooses to believe has to be the truth as opposed to what anybody else chooses to believe, you know, I mean, I don't think that's a good yardstick by which to measure whether something, a statement, is legitimate.
I am saying to you that the science has to be peer-reviewed by scientists, not by people who masquerade as scientists who have absolutely no experience and or qualifications. And as far as Galileo, he was imprisoned by religious zealots, not by
scientists. Doesn't matter. He was imprisoned by those who had the power to imprison him. And sometimes this is what happens in science as well. They've been giving us pseudoscience. The so-called peer-reviewed scientists has been meeting challenges of people who come in and say, no, that can't be true, because here are the facts. And that has gone throughout the history of science. There were pseudoscientists who tell us, you can tell how intelligent somebody could be by measuring the size of the circumference of their skull. And then that was the established order of the day. But they were the recognized scientists. Someone else come along and say, what nonsense you're talking? And that was the person who was the pariah. So this fact about peer review, everybody doesn't mean that everybody agree with what the theory is. There are people who go into these conferences and say, no, I take a different approach to this. Well, and most of them are those who come out later on to be the most brilliant scientists of today, like Isaac Newton and Albert Einstein. You know, those were not, would be among, according to your philosophy, those are people who, Galileo, who I just mentioned, those were the people who would have been considered the pariah of true science. You understand? But today, some hundreds of years later, they are considered to be the leading scientists. So peer review, you get the approval of your peers, doesn't mean that you're right.
No, the approval, the peer review means that scientists look at the data and make sure that it is correct in terms of the scientific method, the scientific technique, and how it is interpreted, whereas the pseudoscientists, they take an idea and they run with it. For example, because it's reported doesn't necessarily mean that it is, you know, as you said, that fact, because we have right now, not in terms of science, but there was a report last night about the bank failure, where it is claimed that bank failed because the banks donated millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter, which is completely, completely false, as has been pointed out by others. So because something is written by, it is important that you get to know who's writing it, what their qualifications are, and exactly what type of science they are referring to. That's my point.
You believe that Fauci would have made any mistake along the COVID line?
Do I believe Fauci made mistake? Absolutely not.
Yeah. You didn't really make any kind of mistake?
No, I don't think he made any mistake. He was asked for his opinion as a scientist, and he gave it, and other scientists agreed with him. And so this is why this country took the advice of one like Fauci. So I don't think he gave any advice that was questionable. He gave advice based on his many, many years of experience. Look, he helped with... Go ahead.
Although the COVID was something new, so coming from him, it was just gospel. You're just agreeing with everything you have said, even though there was no experience with COVID.
There was no experience with HIV either. When Fauci sat down and worked diligently to give us a lot of the explanation as far as the HIV virus was concerned, nobody knew anything about it back then. And so he used reasoning, he used his knowledge, he used experience and, of course, experimental research to come up with the suggestion and the clarity we get for HIV. And he used the same techniques for the COVID virus.
Hold
He's
on.
A man of... Yes, go ahead.
go ahead, Dennis, go ahead.
No, it's science. And
I mean,
Fauci has...
the thing is that I don't know where you get this idea that Fauci is this authority on the HIV virus. I've never seen it anywhere.
Oh,
a number of research scientists that have been called out of Germany, out of Africa, out of Germany, out of what's that place name in England, have been called at the forefront of the research on the AIDS virus, and I've never seen them. There was one doctor, one research scientist who said, look, the HIV virus comes out of an experiment that the Westerners were attempting in Uganda. Genetically modified polio vaccine. Either that, or he says that they went down and they genetically, inoculated people with this HIV thing, tell them that they're inoculating for polio. The guy disappeared, and nobody see him up till today. Out of England. I forgot what his name is. So Fauci, it's not the first time that the power structure has used fraudulent people to advance its cause. So I don't know how you could invest such faith in Fauci. This is not the first time. They've done it. I just talked about how the U.S. ignored the U.N. when the U.N. says there is no sign of thing. We will look again, but there are no signs of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And they get to say, yes, we got information. And this is not new about a power structure using fraudulent people to advance its cause. And that's why people like Fauci would remain suspect.
I'm not saying that Fauci was the preeminent, the one and only who worked on the HIV virus. There are many scientists who collaborated across the international science stage to get to the bottom of the HIV situation. And Fauci in the United States was one of our most preeminent scientists who have delved into this and contributed a great deal.
Okay.
The first time I heard about Fauci, it was this pandemic. That's the first time I've ever heard of Fauci.
Yeah, okay. Well, guys, we're gonna have to leave that one here, Colonel, because thank you, really, really, ending on us here. As usual, this Saturday morning entertainment show. Food for thought. We are gonna give us the latest score here because the reply from South Africa seemed to be a good, strong, healthy one.
They're bleeding run.
Yeah, Joseph, they just started
South
our little part here. Go ahead, Liam.
South Africa, 57 without loss. 57 without loss.
Mm-hmm.
De Kock, 43. And Babuma, he's in 13. Alzari had none for 35 from 3. Holder have none for 14 from 3. And Mayers, none for 7 from 1. So 37...
Yes.
57 without loss. I wonder why Chai Hope didn't bring in his spinners. He has playing. He has two spinners in the side. Your pacer's not working. Why not try your spinner?
Yeah, that's what I said about this, Captain C. You don't have to just it's more the same when the sea must coming up, so you have to try something else.
Try something else.
Well, folks, we just have the 2 minutes to go, just about there. So I just want to say some prayers out there for Vernie's, my good friend there, Morton, her mom. Prayers for her. Also, Barbara aunt over there in Anguilla is being buried at this time. Yeah, it's right there on Facebook, YouTube. Yeah, Barbara is listening and looking at that at this time. So Anguilla is where all the attention is right now. So prayers goes up there for Vernie's mom. Her name is Anita. I had the pleasure of meeting her one day, fine lady out of Anguilla. I think she's still back there. She went back to Anguilla. So I want to say good morning. Good morning to Vernice as well. So, well, folks, we're going to begin our wrap-up. Time to descend. We have had a good ride. We had a good takeoff with the prayers from Leon. You would have heard from Cardinal when he came with his birthday's anniversary and events. Compliments Mr. Aldi Watson. Of course, Lynette coming in from Think is there. Donna came through. Much came through this morning also. Now we're having Dennis on with us. And thanks again to the Antigua Care being represented today by Dawn. So welcome back, Dawn. So folks, let's just go ahead and just get a safe landing. Leon, on your way out, let's go ahead and say where we'll meet tomorrow as well.
Thanks for a wonderful show, Ivor. Thanks for a wonderful show and a lively discussion from Cardinal and, of course, our two friends from the Antigua Care. Also, a contribution from Dennis. Just want to invite each and everyone who can be with us tomorrow that we're going to have a lively show. And believe you me, we're expecting to have a surprising guest, but we can't verify him yet. He has to make some final contact tomorrow, but we're waiting for his presence. Lots in store for you. So join us at blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. 1-515-605-9850. Back over to you. Wonderful show, Ivor. Enjoyed it immensely. Back to you.
Yes, thank you. Dennis, on your way out, can bid farewell. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Cardinal. Maybe let's see Dennis.
Let me just thank the fans, friends, and listeners for joining us today. My fellow panelists for participating in our conversation. And hopefully we have spirited our audience and make them decide that they want to listen in again next week. I enjoyed bringing this show for you. And I will be doing it again next week. So until that time, you have a pleasant week. So long.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lynette, in 30 seconds, I'm sure you can tell us the rest of the day what's going on for the extension.
Everybody have a good week coming up. I sure will. After coming up, it's a good hype for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but have a good week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dokie. Well, of course, I'm getting a double here. Well, in 60 seconds, what can I say in 60 seconds? Folks, it was indeed a pleasure bringing this show to you. As usual, on a Saturday, we've gone past the halfway mark in March. We're marching on, we're running on, but we'll promise to do it again next week, Saturday. Same time, same place, 9 o'clock until 12. For those who are listening in, we want you to spread the word. And next week when you come, bring a new friend with you also. Tomorrow we'll be on the cricket show with the heavyweights from 6 until 9. Be there. It's going to be really entertaining. And as Cutner would say, the Leeward Islanders are doing well. That's the place he wants to be. We'll be giving you the ending of this match between South Africa and West Indies. Hopefully West Indies will come victorious. So until then, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. And continue to enjoy your birthday.
Thank you.
happy birthday to you, Mr. Carlisle Powell. He's having a birthday today. Maybe we should try to get him tomorrow on the show as well, alongside Wen at some stage. So until then, folks, ta-da.